Sad. Beginning a glaze pantry. How to start your own glaze pantry, a comprehensive guide. Are you tired of paying premium prices for pre-made glazes from stores? Making your own glazes can be a cost-effective and rewarding alternative. Although the initial investment may seem high, the materials you purchase will last a long time, and you'll ultimately save money by creating your own glazes. In this guide, we'll walk you through the essential supplies and materials to kickstart your glaze-making journey. Essential supplies for glaze-making, one-time cost. Before you begin, you'll need a few key tools. While these supplies may have an upfront cost, they are durable and will serve you for years. Scale. For accurate measuring of glaze ingredients. Talisman test, sieve. Helps refine materials and ensure consistency. Electric drill, to mix large batches of glaze. Immersion blender, for smaller batches or thorough mixing. Fan attachment, enhances glaze drying processes. Mask, protects against inhaling potentially harmful particles. Deli cups, useful for storing test batches of glaze. 2-gallon and 5-gallon buckets, for mixing and storing glaze batches. Optional, talisman rotary sieve, if you plan to make larger quantities or prefer an automated sieving process. How to get started with glaze recipes. A great way to start your glaze-making journey is by selecting a base clear glaze recipe. Purchase 5 pounds of each material from the recipe, along with small amounts of key colorants. With just these basics, you'll be able to experiment with a wide range of colors and textures. Here's a recommended shopping list. Basic materials. Start with 5 pounds each. Potash. Feldspar, potassium feldspar, silica kaolin, EPK, frit, 3124, nepheline cyanite, whiting talc, dolomite zinc oxide, 1 pound. Bentonite, 1 pound. Zircopax, zirconium silicate, 1 pound. Colorants to start with. Red iron oxide, 1 pound. Copper carbonate, 1 pound. Zircopax, 1 pound. Bentonite, 1 pound. These materials will provide a solid foundation for your glaze pantry. With this setup, you can create a range of glaze finishes and experiment with different textures and colors, expanding your glaze pantry over time. As you gain more experience, you'll want to expand your glaze pantry with additional materials. These are great to have on hand as you dive deeper into glaze making. Additional base materials, sodium/natrium. Feldspar, minspar, spodumene, silica, flint, calcium carbonate, whiting, strontium carbonate, barium carbonate, zinc oxide, ferro, frit, 3134, gerstle borate/colemanite. Colorants and additives, nickel carbonate, manganese dioxide, rutile, light, chrome oxide, cobalt carbonate, various stains, silicon carbide, tin oxide. Though these materials are not required initially, adding them to your glaze pantry will allow for more complex and diverse glaze recipes. Over time, you can experiment with specialized finishes and create a wide variety of unique glazes. Optional materials for future expansion. Darvan/Dispex/Dolapix, 50 milliliters, 1 pint. A deflocculant for adjusting glaze viscosity. Epsom salts, useful for thickening and stabilizing glazes, yellow iron oxide, yellow ochre, lithium carbonate soda, ash pearl ash, calcined kaolin, magnesium carbonate frit, 3110. These materials are nice to haves for specialized glaze recipes, but are not necessary for beginners. They can enhance specific glaze effects as you continue to explore the world of ceramic glazing. Conclusion. Start your glaze pantry today. Setting up your own glaze pantry can be a fulfilling and cost-saving investment. Begin by purchasing the essential tools and materials, and build your collection over time as you explore new recipes and techniques. Soon, you'll be able to craft stunning custom glazes that suit your ceramic projects perfectly. By following this guide, you'll not only save money but also gain creative control over your glaze finishes. Get started today and enjoy the endless possibilities of making your own ceramic glazes.